So let's take a look at the top places. Ben Sayer Meir. Ben Aslamach Uvrasi Shalish. So Taisus asked in Tamar, what do we have in the Gemara? The Gemara said that really there is a havamit to say that a kodum should be chayim, because I'll sort of say it from there. And moreover, Ben Vilayish kodum mashko. There's a place of Ben Vilayish that he's a kodum. He's not a ish, he's a kodum. So now we need a pasuk. What's the pasuk? V'chiel ish ben asamach u'v'rasish alish. So what's called samach u'v'rasish? So it means from the godless, from Shnei Sairas till Hikifah Zohar. Shnei Sairas from Tamar, V'dilma shana shalufnei godless. G'dashchen m'mufl samach l'ish l'nyin adar. Maybe the Ben HaSamach l'v'rasi shalish doesn't mean samach, the period after you bore Shnei Sairas. Maybe samach means the period before you bore Shnei Sairas. Like mufla samach l'ish means before he becomes a ish, not after. Mufarsh ben etam dochadorish liish. The liish is mashma loshon gevura. That's damn that he's samach to being an ish. Liish is mashma an extra mashmois. Kedechsev yechazak devayisa liish. So it's not just Shteisayrus. The liish is already hikif hazaka. I used to thought liish means by mitzvah Shteisayrus. So samach liish is that's the period adjacent to Shteisayrus. So Taisa's question was maybe it means adjacent before. Who says it means adjacent after? Now, as Machadish, no, that's not what Leish means. Leish means Hikif Hazoka. It means the Chazak of Yisrael Leish when he reaches Gvurasa Shalish. The Gvurasa Shalish is in the Mashmois of the Drosha. So he has to be Samach to Hikif Hazoka, not Samach to Shtei Cyrus. Samach to Hikif Hazoka. That Taisis Vim Taimer, Im Kain, Lamelon Masnis and Taimer, the Shleibola Chalmitzes. If that's the case, then why do you have to come out to Leibola Chalmitzes? Why does he need the time of Leibola Chalmitzes? This Meduik and Tosis, the Kashi is only in Cain. Now the Tosis said this, so now Tosis and Kashi, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah say, what do you need the reason of Lebola Chal Mitzvahs? To say in Cain. Because of what Tosis Deskafin is saying, so now emerges the question, if it's a Pasuk, so why does the Mishnah need to say a Svara, Lebola Chal Mitzvahs? Kilo, up till now it wasn't Shver. But now all of a sudden it becomes Shver. So Chayr, what does he mean? Why wasn't it Shver up till now? Up till now, I could have said that maybe I need the svara to be machriya that samach means after and not before. So that's what I need the svara to tell me. That's why I need the svara. But now the Tosis is told me no. The mashmaos of the drasha itself is already that he's long after by mitzvah. He's samach to hikif hazakur. So what do you need the svara of? What do you need the svara of? What do you need the svara of Leibola Chal Mitzvahs? So Taisus answers, V'yishleimer, the Havamino, the Mikoydim Havos Shtei Sairis, Maschil Hazman, the Samach Lugvaros Shalish. How do you know how long Samach is? Samach to Hikif Hazakar. Maybe Samach to Hikif Hazakar means 6 months Samach, 3 months Samach, 10 months Samach, a year and a half Samach. We don't know when it starts. We know it has to be the period before. The period before could be a longer period. So therefore, I need svara of Leibola Chal Mitzvahs. Right, this is a side thing. This is a side issue that he's getting into. The Gemara says later on that the period between the whole period of Ben Sayer Meir, Kol Yomushim and Sayer Meir, are a maximum Gimel Chadashim. We learn that from the Pasuk. So Taisa says, if that's independent of Hikif Hazakar. No, the Gemara says, if it was three Chadoshim, even if it wasn't Hikif Hazakar, he's no longer Ben Sayer Meir. And vice versa, if it was Hikif Hazakar, even if it wasn't Gimel Chadoshim, there's an extra din that there's a maximum span of Gimel Chadoshim when he could be a Ben Sayer Meir. So how can you tell me that we don't know how long Samach is? There's a lucky you have to have Gimel Chadoshim. So he says, no, that's a mistake. The whole reason why you have to have Gimel Chadoshim is because Gimel Chadoshim is Ma'at of Hikur Ubro. And he can't impregnate a lady before he brings Shtei Sairas. That's the Maskanah of Gemara. But from the time when he was Shtei Sairas, theoretically he could get married, he could make somebody pregnant. In three months, it'll be Hukur Bara, and it'll be Kori Av. And the din is that he can't be Roy if he Kori Av. He can't be old enough that theoretically people could look at him as a father. So that's why you have a span of Gimel Chadoshim. But the clock only starts ticking when he's Hevi Shtei Sairas. So because that's when he's Roy to be Meilut. But if Samach would mean a year before he began Shtei Sairas, starts the period of Samach, that wouldn't go into the Gimel Chadoshim, because the whole Gimel Chadoshim only starts when he's able to be Meiled. So you could add, so therefore theoretically, it was now that the halakas that have been Sarah is only from when he watched Day Cyrus, so Kol Yom is only Gimel Chadoshim, because at that, because 3 months later he could already be, he could be, he's royally Koryak. But had the halakha been that Samach means starts even before he watched Day Cyrus, then you could have Kol Yom Shem and Sarah Meir will be longer than Gimel Chadoshim. So therefore I need to have the Svara of Leibol Chametz. So what's going on with this? Let's go over the Cheshbon again, because it's a difficult Tosfos in the Cheshbon. The Pashup Shat in Tosfos is that Tosfos is asking Lechatchila a question on the grammar of the drasha. The drasha is Ben Hasamach LeGerasa Shalish, which Tosfos Lechatchila thought means that Gerasa Shalish means by mitzvah. So what's Samach LeGerasa Shalish? The period adjacent, I mean by mitzvah I'm saying loosely, Shtei Sairis. So Tyson originally thought, Geras HaShlish means Shtei Sairis. So what's Samach LeGeras HaShlish? The period adjacent, immediately after Geras HaShlish. Tyson asking a question. Who says Samach LeGeras HaShlish means the period right after he brought Shtei Sairis? Maybe it means the period right before he brought Shtei Sairis. The mashmois of Samach doesn't have to mean Samach after. You could have Samach before, just like you find by Muflas Samach Lish. Muflas Samach Lish is Samach before, not Samach after. So maybe here also Samach Gevurah Shalish means Samach after, Samach before. Who says it means Samach after? So what is Tosfos' answer? I'm just going over the Cheshbon of Tosfos, the Pashup Shat in the Cheshbon. So Tosfos answers that Gevurah Shalish doesn't mean Shtei Sairis at all. Gevurah Shalish means Hikif Hazaka. And Samach LeGeras HaShalish doesn't mean adjacent after he brought Shtei Sairis. It means adjacent before he was Hikif Hazaka. And that's what it means. Samach LeGeras HaShalish means before he reached Geras HaShalish. And in Echad, forget, it's uniform. Samach always means Samach before. By Mufla Samach Lish, Samach means Samach before. And over here it also means Samach before. Samach before he was Hikif Hazaka. And Tosfos, if that's the case, that means it says in the Pasuk, it says in the Drasha, that the period of Ben Sarah Meira is Samach to Hikif Hazakar. So that's already after Shtei Sairis. So if it already says in the Drasha the whole that it's after Shtei Sairis, because it says Samach to Hikif Hazakar, Samach to Hikif Hazakar, is already after Shtei Sairis. So what does the Mishnah need to come on to a reason of Leibol HaMitzvos? It says Beferish in Pasuk that it has to be Samach to Hikif Hazakar. Taisus answers that even though, yes, it says in the Pasuk Samach to Hikif Hazakar, but maybe Samach Hikif Hazakan starts, who knows, a year and a half before Hikif Hazakan. Who knows when it starts? So therefore I need the Mishnah to tell me, Leibol HaMitzvos, to tell me, to teach me, that the period of Samach Hikif Hazakan first starts after Shtei Sairis. Because before that is Leibol HaMitzvos. So after he's Bolach HaMitzvos, now he reached Shtei Sairis, now all of a sudden you can start to begin to clock the period of immediately before the Hikif Hazakan. I've kind of different tesis. So the Chayil is a pshat. There's a problem with pshat. Just in pashut in the Cheshbon of pshat. As I said before, what was the im came in tesis? In Taimer im came tesis of kashul. Fi what I just told you that Samach Rosalish means right before the Hikif Hazakan. So why did the Mishnah need to have the svara of Leibolach HaMitzvos? Kilo wasn't sure before. It first becomes sure now. Why wasn't it Shver before? As I said, because Lechatchila Tosfos thought that Samach LeGeras HaShalish means immediately after. Before Tosfos thought that LeGeras HaShalish means Shtei Sairis, and therefore I need the Svar of Leibol HaMitzvos to tell me that it's after he brought Shtei Sairis and not before he brought Shtei Sairis. But then what was Tosfos Kasha in the first place? What was Tosfos asking? Why didn't Tosfos should have answered? In other words, we have Samach mean after, could mean before. Like Mufla Samach Lish means before. Over here, maybe it means after. How do we know? Maybe over here it also means Samach before. So Tosfos should answer. That's what it says in the Mishnah, Leibol HaMitzvos. The fact that I have this form of Leibol HaMitzvos is in Megala, that Samach here means after Shtei Sairis, Samach after, and not Samach before. But what was wrong with that? You see the Tosfos. You see from the Lashon of Tosfos, from the Taimer Im came, that's what that was in the back of Tosfos' mind. The Tosfos Lechatchila thought that the samach, that the lebolach mitzvahs of the Mishnah is to explain why it has to be after Shtei Sairus. Tosfos has a kasha. But maybe it means before, mufla samach leish. So he says, no, the grammar of the pasuk means samach lehikif hazakon. So if that's the case, then what do you need the lebolach mitzvahs of the Mishnah? What was the kasha in the first place? If Tosfos already understood that the lebolach mitzvahs could be megala, that it starts after Shtei Sairus. I can ask this question in a different nusach. But the bottom line, it says in Tosfos that lebolach chametzis is megala, that samach lehikif hazakon is not a year and a half before or 2 years before. So samach means starts the clock after Shtei Sairus, because before that is lebolach chametzis. So what was Tosfos' kasha in the first place? Let's say that grossish leish means Sairus, and that could mean samach before, it could mean samach after, but lebolach chametzis is megala, it means samach after and not samach before. Why didn't Tosfos just say that? The truth is, there's another issue in Tosfos. Maybe I should talk about that first, because maybe that's causing confusion. Tosfos Tamazay needs a hesber. Forget the whole internal clockwork of the Tosfos. It says in Tosfos that somehow the svar of the Mishnah, lebolach mitzvahs, is megala when the zman of samach l'gros shlish is, or when it begins. Because since he's lebolach mitzvahs, so that's a gilui. Let's say in Tosfos terms. Samach l'rosh shlish means samach l'hikif hazakon, but I don't know how long that samach is. When does it begin? We know when it ends, when he reaches hikif hazakon, but when does it start? So that's misgale in the Mishnah Svara, that lebolach mitzvahs, a kodem of lebolach mitzvahs. So therefore it has to start by Shtei Sairus. Why isn't that sure? The Gemara said that a kodem over here, it's a loyal chet, the nerek al shem soif and nerek, because I haven't been to say that a kodem is chayiv. Without a posuk, I would say that a kodem is chayiv altogether. So even now that I have a pasuk, samach l'gros shalish, but that samach might start a year and a half before, 2 years before, while he's still a kotan. Maybe itaka does. Maybe samach l'gros shalish starts 2 years before he was hikif hazakon, and it includes the time when he's a kotan. Ayis lebolach hamitzus. What's the kasha? He's not nereg al cheta. He's nereg al shem sofer, like it says in the Gemara. So what's the pshat in Tosfos? Never mind my cheshbonos from before. Just what's the havana in Tosfos? Tosfos understood the mission to be saying that is that the lebolach mitzvahs is megala the beginning of the period of samach l'grosh shalish. The end is hikif hazakon, because that's the mashmos. The grosh shalish means hikif hazakon. But where's the beginning? So Tosfos says, oh, that's the Mishnah telling me. The beginning is when he became bar mitzvah, when he brought Shtei Sairus. That's the beginning, because before that it was lebolach mitzvahs. So this was so it was lebolach mitzvahs. But al chebar al shem soif in there, like it says in the Gemara. What would you say? I mean, it's an obvious question in Tosfos. So what would you say? How do you learn the Tosfos? I mean, Mustami, I have to say. Mustami, I have to say, more or less, Aldera, that if I had no psukim at all, meaning if there was no, if I did not know that there's an age limit here at all, then I could say Bimsarimar is Nerek Hashem Saifa. For all I know, a 5-year-old could be a Bimsarimar. Shloyal Chet Nerek, it's Hashem Saifa Nerek. But now the Torah is Megala to me, Samach Lugrosa Shalish, that there is a point in which somebody is too young to be a Bimsarimar. He has to be Samach Lugrosa Shalish. So we don't know how long that Samach might be. But there is a point where he is too young to be a Bimsarimar. So now I already see that it does have to do with his culpability. Why, when he's too young, is he potter? Whatever the too young is, we don't know when the too young is, because we don't know how long samach might be. But there is a point when he's too young to be a ben soyomer. Why is he ever too young to be a ben soyomer? It's al shem soif and erev. Why can't he be he could be precociously bad even at a very young age, and it'll be forget. The younger he is, some of the more. Well, whatever. I don't, why does that have to be? Why is there a zman l'mat? Al karchuch, it's already misgal over here. that in some sense it is al chetay nerek. There's a chazor in the Gemara, like we said anyway. The pasuk is megala that it's not that way. That we thought al shem soifi hu nerek means that it's nothing to do with the chet now. He's only nerek al shem soifi, and we don't look at what he is now. But if that would be the case, there would be no shir lamata at all. But now that the Torah comes in, the pasuk kicks in. Says no, there is a shir lamata. So that means that we are already looking at his chet now. We are being mechayiv him on his chet now. Aye, the Mishnah says al shem soifi. So we already explained. Al shem soifi means that we're so machmir in the chet now because of the chatam that it leads to later. But the chiyuv is for the chet now. The pasuk is megala that he's chayiv for the chet now. We only saw this that this is Tosfos Shita. That after the pasuk the chiyuv is for the chet that he did, not for the chet that he's going to do. Where do we see this in Tosfos? What?
I think you get Malchus from Lasuf
Lono. Right, Tosfos Hamach Gimel. Tosfos Hamach Gimel was, that's used for him. Tosfos Hamach Gimel asked that why don't we learn out from Mensayer Meir that you're like it, a lav shel b'cholos? Because L'Seichel Adam is a lav shel b'cholos, and you see Mensayer Meir is like it. So this should be a gilui that you're like it, a lav shel b'cholos, or at least on this lav shel b'cholos. So therefore, if a person has breakfast before davening, he should be like it because L'Seichel Adam. You see, here the Torah is Megali, you're like it, a lav shel b'cholos. Tosfos asks Blaiz Vayakash. What's the kasha? Well, the Malchus here is not for L'Seichel Adam, the Malchus for Al-Shal Shem Soifa. See the Tosfos held, that's only in the Havnei of Gemara. The Maskana of the Gemara, after we have a Pasuk. So it's not fully, it's not, I mean, the Mishnah says Al Shem Soifi, we can't say not Al Shem Soifi, but Al Shem Soifi changes the meaning. In the Havnei, we thought Al Shem Soifi means he's not Nereg Al Chete at all. He's only Nereg for the future. And the Pasuk is Megala, no, you see, he has to have a certain Al Chete Nereg. He has to, if he's too young, he's not Chayim. Must be that the Chiv is for the Chet that he's doing now. I Al Shem Soifi. Al Shem Soifi means the Chet now is more Chomer because of what it will lead to later. So the Chomer Ha'Einish is because of Al Shem Soifi. But the Chiv is about it for the Chet that he did. Well, once the Torah is Megala, that there's a Shir Lamata, below which he can't be a Ben Soyer Meir, which means that there's a Gilui, that the Einish in some sense is for the Chet that he did, it is for the Averis Alav that he did. So now he says the Mishnah correctly. If that's the case, then the stomach of the Shir Lamat is Ishtay Cyrus, because less than that is Leibol Achal Mitzvahs. That's Lechor the Havana in the Tosfos. That's the Pshatom in the Tosfos. So now let's go back to the Chesmon. So that's just the background to Tosfos. That's how Tosfos read. We grappled yesterday. We talked about this a lot. You know, how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, the Gemara says that a katan could be chayav in svar. Zegzeres hakosuf. But the Mishnah says that it's lebol chal mitzvah, that it's a svar. So we said you have to say that the pasuk is megala that you do need the averes alav. Without a pasuk, I would say you don't need the averes alav. But the pasuk is megala that in order to be chayav, you have to have the averes alav. What I did say yesterday is that maybe it's a machlokes. What does that exactly mean? Tosfos holds that means your mamish, the malchus, is for the averis alav. Tosfos is for the averis alav. And the Ramah holds, no, really the chiyuv is a chiyuv roidev. But it's a tenai that you have to be over the averis alav in order for the chiyuv roidev to kick in. So the averis alav is the Torah's tenai. That's why you don't have to have asra. And according to Tosfos, no, your mamish chayiv, like you're like on the lav shebecholos, you're like on the lav, the malchus is for the averis alav. But the Maaseh that's what we've been saying all along, that the Pasuk is Megala, without the Pasuk, I would say, Sal Shem Soifai, it's nothing to do with the Averis Alav. It's not Al Chetei at all, so who cares if he's a Kotun? But now the Pasuk says, no, Kotun is Potter. What does it say in that Pasuk? It says in that Pasuk that the Averis Alav does play a role. Either Torah Sinai, we say on the Ramah, or because you're really, the Einish really is in the Averis Alav, according to Tosfos. And the Ramah most like that. So Kaponim, that's where Tosfos is coming from as well. So the Leibol HaMitzvahs over here, you know, once we know this, that's Tavon in Tosfos also. I have already a Pasuk. The Pasuk says there is a Shir Lamata. If there is a Shir Lamata, so that means that in some sense, we do need the Averis Alav. That's why there's a Shir Lamata. The Torah said there's a Shir Lamata because he has to be over the Averis Alav. There has to be some chet that he did. So it says in the Mishnah, if that's the case, then it's only after Shtei Sires. So now, what's it say that the Rambam Tosfos starts off and he says, The drasha says samach l'drasha shalish. In fact, Tosfos maybe that means, how do you know it means samach after? Maybe it means before. What's Tosfos kasha in the first place? Samach before is like Baruch HaMitzvahs. So why can't the pasuk of why can't the svara of Loi Balach HaMitzvah is be Megala that Samach means Samach after and it doesn't mean Samach before. Eventually, Taisus says something very similar to that. Taisus, when Taisus later on says that Samach Rosh Hashanah means Samach Tikif Hazaken, we don't know how long Samach is. So, what does Loi Balach HaMitzvah do? It tells me when Samach begins. So, why not say the same thing in there? Why not just in his original premise say Samach means Samach to being by mitzvah? We know Samach before, Samach after. Well, Loi Balach HaMitzvah is Megala, means Samach after, not Samach before. So that we answer with Samach L'Grasa Shalish. That Ben L'Ish doesn't mean Ben V'Lo'ish, it means Ben who's a Samach L'Grasa Shalish. But now I know Ben means Ben L'Samach L'Grasa Shalish, but I don't know if it means Samach before, Samach after. So why can't the Svar of L'Balach HaMitzvah be Megala that Samach means Samach after and not Samach before?
I can learn the drush a different way. I have no Gila to tell me that there's a certain cutoff when it comes up. So then L'Balach HaMitzvah is a Svar that's already...
No, but there certainly is a cutoff, even if it means Samach before, but it has to be a year before. Less than that is for sure Potter. So it already says in the Pasuk that there's a Shir Lamata. Once it's, either way, in Taisus, the movement in Taisus between the Havamin and the Maskana is what is Gvoros Shalish. Taisus in the Kasha thought Gvoros Shalish means Shtei Cyrus, and Samach means after that man, that's man, and his question is maybe it means before. And the end of Taisus, the Maskana of Taisus is no, Gvoros Shalish means Hakafas Hazokan, and Samach means before. That's the shift in Taisus. But both in the Havamin of Taisus and in the Maskana of Taisus, there certainly is a Shir Lamata. And once there's a Shir Lamata, so now I know that he's Nereg Al Chetoy. Or once I know that he's Nereg Al Chetoy, so why can't that be Megala, that Samach means Samach after, not Samach before? Why did Taisus have to make the shift from Gros Shalish, meaning Shtei Cyrus, to meaning Hikif Hazokon? Stay with your original premise, Taisus, that Samach means Samach, that Samach means Samach to Shtei Cyrus. And I have a question, maybe it means Samach before, maybe it means Samach after. That's not a question. Of course it has to mean Samach after, because Kaidim is like Balach HaMitzvahs. The haraya to my question, you see from the Lashon of Taisus themselves. When Taisus says his teretz, that Gros HaShalish means Hikif HaZokon, and then he asks, what do you need the Svara? The Lashon of Taisus was, V'imtaymer Im Kain. So I said before, it's the Im Kain. Because Taisus understood that up till now this wasn't Shver. Up till now we understood the function of Samach of Loi Balach HaMitzvahs. The function of Balach HaMitzvahs was to tell me that it's Samach after and not Samach before. But now that you're telling me that this man of Samach Rosh Hashanah means Hikif HaZokon, so now Taisus is Kasha in Cain. So what do you do with the Svar of Loi Balach HaMitzvahs? So you see in the Lashon of Taisus that Taisus understood that without his movement, had he stayed in the Havamina, the function of Loi Balach HaMitzvahs would have been to tell me that Samach means Samach after Shtei Saris and not Samach before Shtei Saris. It's Mukhuk in the Lashon of Taisus that way. But if that's the case, then what was his Kasha in the first place? So I think the answer is probably, the answer has to be. Yeah.
Isn't it by the Dharma that they're held accountable like the Arba of Thomas at 12 or whatever? Isn't that what's going on?
Right. I think the answer has to be that when Taisus asked for Mufla Samach Leish, his question was not merely, but you see by Mufla Samach Leish that the word Samach could mean Samach before and not only Samach after. That wouldn't be Shver. So Samach could mean Samach before, it could mean Samach after, but here it's Loi Balach HaMitzvahs, that's to mean Samach after. That was never Taisus' Kasha. Taisus' Kasha was that Taisus saw in the Parsha of Mufla Samach Leish that the period that's Kaidim Shtei Cyrus, the year before Shtei Cyrus, is not necessarily called Katnus. In some areas of Halacha, it's called Gadlus. By Nidorim, the period of Mufla Samach Leish, he's a Gadol. So who told you over here that Samach means Samach after, because that's when he becomes a Gadol? Maybe Samach means Samach before, and Adarabba, the Torah is being Megalad by Ben Sarah Moira, the year before Shtei Cyrus is also Gadlus. On the model of Mufla Samach Leish. Yeah, it's a special teres hakasa. So here's also a special teres hakasa. Maybe ben asamach leish, ki leish ben asamach leish leish. Maybe that means samach before in this teres hakasa that he's called the gadol from the year before Shtei Cyrus. This will be the teres hakasa. Why can't this be the Gzeres HaKosev? It says Samach. Samach might mean Samach before. Maybe that's how I should read the pasuk. Kiel ish ben ha-samach l'rosh ha-shalish. That a year before Shtei Saris, l'inyin ben Tzayim Ha-Mari. Is ready to go? So I think that's Tosfos' kash. To that, Tosfos answers, you're right, good point. Rosh ha-shalish over here doesn't mean Shtei Saris. Rosh ha-shalish means Hikif HaZokon. The Chazak Deva Yisalish. That's what it means, Rosh ha-shalish. It means Hikif HaZokon. And Samach means Samach before. Samach before is before it. So it means Samach before. If that's the case, then there's no Gzeres HaKosov here that a Mufla Samach Lish is a Gadol L'Inyan Ben Tzayim Ha-Mari. Because the Samach Lish, the Shteis, the Hikif HaZokon is already, it includes periods when he's certainly a Gadol. So there's no Gzeres HaKosov here to tell me that here the Gedder of Godless is different. That Tosfos, okay, so that's the grammar. So you're telling me the Pasuk, Samach L'Rosh Lish means Samach L'Hikif HaZokon. So why do I need even a Svara? So that's it. I have a Gzeres HaKosov that Samach L'Hikif HaZokon is the period. That's it. Samach L'Hikif HaZokon. So why do I need any Svaras at all? So Tosfos says, no. Samach, there's no Gzeres HaKosov here in Mufl Samach Lish. But on the other hand, the word Samach L'Hikif HaZokon, but we don't know how long that is. Maybe Samach L'Hikif HaZokon is a year and a half before, 2 years before. How do you know how long that goes? So now I need the Svara. There's no longer a gilui over here that he's of Mufla Samach Lish. There's no longer a Gzeres HaKosov here of Mufla Samach Lish, because Samach Misofet Ki Samach L'Hikif HaZokon. So therefore, now the Svara can kick in. You don't know when the Samach starts? Well, less than Shtei Saris, in Kol HaTorah Kulo is a Kotan. Barring any special Gzeres HaKosov, less than Shtei Saris is a Kotan. So therefore, presumably, Samach has to start when he bought Shtei Saris. I think that's the Mahalach in Tosfos. However, the Chayv is an Arabi, because this is all based on the Hanukkah. That means the Tosfos Kasha is based on the Hanukkah that by Nedarim, a Mufla HaSamach L'Ish has a din of a Gadol. Chayv is not so poshut. Gemara Nida, in the Gemara Tosfos quotes, so there in that Mevav, the Gemara says, Rav Huna said, that a Mufla HaSamach L'Ish, not only is his Neder Chal, but if he violates the neder, he's over about Yochel, and he's chayiv. Let's say if he was mafresh a carbon, then he's chayiv in chiyuv meila. If he's neder from it, he has the surim also. Not only is he a gadol inyan the hafla, but he's a gadol inyan the surim that result from his hafla. And then he says, "Kol sheyeshnu b'hafla, yeshnu b'bal yachal." But the Gemara over there, the stomach of the Gemara over there, and the Gemara tries to bring a rider. Afun the Gemara slugs up the raya. Not so clear to me if the maskan is not like a funo or it's just with lives of machlekes. But the component is not pushing the gemara. The gemara is another tzad that it's not true that a mufla samach l'ish works for the hafla. His neder is chal, but it'll got be surim. He's not over any sur. If he violates the neder, he's still a kodman. He's not over any sur. The nafkamin is for other people. If he's mafresh a korban or he's madir is nechosim, so other people will be over by yochel if they violate the neder. But he himself, he's still a kodman. So feed that side, feed the second side of the Gemara, not like a Bunna. So it comes out, the whole thing of Mufla Samach Lish is they didn't have flaw. But look, I'll be surim, there is no such thing as Mufla Samach Lish. So then I'm not sure what the Chayr Tosfos Kash is only in a Bunna. But you see a category, Mufla Samach Lish, Ben Tzayim Ha-Mari is Yisurim. So if you find my Mufla Samach Lish, a category, look, I'll be Einshim, that he's a Gadol. See, without everything I told you before, this wouldn't really matter. Tosfos Kasha was just from the grammar. Who says Samach means after, Samach after, maybe Samach means Samach before. You see that Samach can mean Samach before. But we just went through a lot of work, but that's not the Shad in Tosfos. That was never Shad. The Kasha Tosfos was that you see by Mufla Samach Lish a concept that a Mufla Samach Lish could be a Gadol by Nedarim. So maybe that's a model that where I have Gzeres HaKosov, and here maybe I have Gzeres HaKosov, a Mufla Samach Lish could be a Gadol, Fulgabi Ben Tzayim Ha-Mari too. That's good if you say that a Mufla Samach Lish by Nedarim has Yisur in Nedarim, has Chiyuv in Nedarim, Einshim. But if you say it's only L'gabi HaFlo, but L'gabi Einshim, he remains a Kotan, then the Kasha doesn't start. So L'chor will have to say in the Chanami, Tosfos Kasha, only Aliva Derabun. Craig has an interesting discussion. Craig says, Tosfos is a kasha over there in Nida. See if I remember this entirely. Tosfos over there has a kasha in Nida. He says, and that's out of the Gemara that a Mufla Samach Lish gets Oishim of Mufla Machlish. Taisus says, one second, it's going to always be a Hasra Sofet. Because you don't know that he's a Mufla. How do you know when he's a Mufla Samachlish? When is Mufla Samachlish? The year before he brought Shteisaris. You don't know when's the year before he brings Shteisaris until he actually brings Shteisaris. So that means the Bizman, when he did the Avera, you don't know if he's a Mufla Samachlish. You're giving Hasra Al-Tara Sofet, so it's Hasra Sofet. Was Mele the Einish itself, he could wait. You wait till he brought Shteisaris and then you'll give him the Einish. But where was the Hasra? So Taisus' answer is that we rely on a right that most people bring Shteisaris by the Bar Mitzvah. Chazaka derava. That's why a Bochur is a Bar Mitzvah. We're not Baidikim for Shteisaris before we let him daven for the Amud. Because in the Rabbanans we rely on the Chazaka that Ben Yudgimel brought Shteisaris. So Taisus says here. So Taisus, that's how it works over here. We rely on the Chazaka. I remember if Taisus calls it Chazaka, right? We rely on the chazaka that if he's 12 years old, he's a mufla samachlish, because mistama by 13 he'll bring shteisaris. That's the taisus. So Rabbi Krege says that he thinks in svara taisus just means lagavi the hasra we rely on the chazaka. It's not called the hasra sofik because mistama he's a mufla samachlish. But to actually give him the einish, says Rabbi Krege, doesn't think we would rely on the chazaka. He thinks that actually we would wait until actually brought shteisaris to give him the einish. That's why these things in Svara, but he's more from this Taisus. He says in this Taisus, Taisus was entertaining that we should say that a mufla samach liish is chayiv in ben sayomer. That maybe the zman of samach liverasa shalish is the year before he brings Taisus. So, how's this going to work? When exactly? How would we kill this ben sayomer? If in this theoretical world, the Taisus asked. Taisus was positing that Bechiel Ish Ben means the year before he brought Shteisaris, which of course we only know when he actually brings Shteisaris. I'm afraid we don't actually know when it's happened. So how's that going to work? How are you going to be Mechayev this Ben Sayomer Monoshach? You can't be Goymer you can't kill him now because you don't know if he's a Mufla Samachlish. You have to wait till he brings Shteisaris to know retroactively that he was a Mufla Samachlish. You can't kill him after he brought Shteisaris. Or you can't be Goymer his din, because we can't be Goymer his din after he brings Shteisaris. Why not? Anybody know what the cause is going to be? Let's say in a chayim, we'll wait till after he brings Shteisaris and then we'll be Goymer the din. Ishtani din, ishtani k'tola. By Ben Sayomar, the aloch of ishtani din, ishtani k'tola. That once he's too old to be a good Ben Sayomar, he can't be Goymer his din. Or the aloch of once he's sikif hazokon, you can't be Goymer the din anymore, because we have aloch of ishtani din, ishtani k'tola. So had this man of Ben Sayomar only been the period before he brought Shteisaris, then once he brought Shteisaris, we wouldn't be able to be Goyim the Din, because it'll be Shtani Din, Shtani Ktol. So that's not Eitzel. So the only Eitzel maybe would be to be Goyim the Din now, not yet really knowing if he's a, but al Sofik, to be Goyim the Din now, and then to wait till he brings Shteisaris and to kill him later. So Craig says, you know how to do that? That's Yinu Yadin. You have to be, when the Mar Din and the Misa have to be on the same day. So that's what Craig's question is. How could it be? So we collect this kasha, I think, of the Craig wants to mechriya that you see that you rely on the chazaka even for the misa itself. That's not only for the Asra, we rely on chazaka derava even for the misa. Because otherwise, this Taisus is not going to make any sense. Kind of so fascinating of Craig. Okay, let's go a little bit back to the Gemara. Before we start the Taisus, I want to go a little bit further in the Gemara. I wish we didn't do the Rashi's. We'll do a little bit further in the Gemara, then we'll do the Rashi's. I said I'm leaving Rashi for last. So the Gemara says, "Zokan atachto in Tony abchira atshiyakef atora ki osur avdimi omer hakof is givle hakof is basic." Omer avchista, "Koten shahilud en benoy nasis ben sayomer." Anu alocha. If they did this Gemara yet, I don't know if they even did this. If not, it doesn't matter. I'm just doing a few lines. So the Gemara says again, "Tony avchira." No, not that. Omer avchista, "Koten shahilud." If a koten had a child, "En benoy nasis ben sayomer." So the child cannot be a Ben Sayomer. So let's say a child, somebody was 11 years old, he had a baby, and now the baby grows up, and now the baby grows up to be old enough to be a Ben Sayomer. Yeah, at this point his father's not a child anymore either, presumably, but when the Ben Sayomer was born, his father was a kohen. So Rav Chisda says, "Tnu halacha," that he's not a Ben Sayomer. Shenemer ki'el li'ish ben, ve'loy le'ben ben. Ben Tomer starts with, the story has to be that an ish had a ben. But if a ben had a ben, a cotton had a ben, then you don't get off the ground. We already, how can you dash in the pasuk that way? We already used up the pasuk of chiyul ish ben for the drasha of Yehuda Merav, ben asamach l'gurasa shel ish. So ish over here is not going on the father, he's going on the child. That the child has to be ben asamach l'gurasa shel ish. So how is Rav Chisda learning the pasuk to mean that the ish is referring to the father? The father had to have a ben. So my answer is, imkei lemer kokiyah ben l'ish. My kiyah l'ish ben, shma min olin l'cher Rav Chisda. If it only meant for the drasha of Rav Yehuda Merav, so it could have said, the chiyah ben l'ish, when a ben will grow into an ish. The chiyah ben l'ish, when a ben will become an ish. Why did it say l'ish ben? To teach me that we have to have, that it also means that when a father has a ben, when a man has a ben. So maybe that's all it means. When a father has a ben. So the Gemara says, ben ish. Then it should have said, ben ish. The ben of an ish was a ben sarimar. Then I would know if this is the thing. He has to be a ben of an ish. Ben ish. My ish ben, shma minotati. So therefore there's room here for both drushes. Yeah, let's see Rashi from the top. We really learned Rashi from the beginning of the Mishnah. We never did Rashi. Ben Soimara said in the Skolam Nisani Pirkin the El Messiah Mil Chayse V'Ozul. Fine. Mishiyovish Lisaris Abba Makami Hochi Loi Mir Kedifarish V'Ozul Shadayim Loi B'Ozul Chal Mitzvahs. Hachiyokif Hazokon Shiyah Zokon Mukuf Seir Sovil Kule. Tachnin Loi Elion V'Ozokon Mamish V'Ozokon Oysi Amokim Shadibur Chom V'Losh Nifi. Shinemer Ben L'Ish. Ben V'Ish. Okay, this is the Rashi we want to focus on. V'Zeh Mishiyikif Zokon Ishul. Right, so that's the drasha ben v'lo ish, and that's my hikif hazaka. V'yafagav the ben mikat musay kari ben. A ben is even a cotton is a ben, so maybe even a cotton should be chay. Lo imatzina lechiyuv imekami shiovish deisayres. The cotton potter shloi balach hamitzus. Hilkoch chiyuv ibosir hachiyu. Can't be that it will be chay of a cotton because loi balach hamitzus. So the chiyuv must start after he's a katan, after he already passed katanus. V'yafagav the mechimaisi shteisaris the nikolot harikul ish havi. But one second, if he's not a katan, then he must have bought shteisaris. He bought shteisaris as an ish. And we just said ben v'lo ish. Miyukimiyat ekor lav betchilus ishus lekumimait. The miyut of ben v'lo ish not mimait the tchilus ishus. Kine mefarish gemara ben asamach l'gurasu shulish. Alma betchilus ishus oichai v'ko. What was bothering me in this Rashi is that on the one hand, Rashi seems to already know the Gemara. You know, sometimes you have Rashi in the Mishnah where he makes believe he doesn't know the Gemara yet. So that way you'll go into the Gemara on an equal footing with the Amaron. So Rashi just sets you up for the beginning of the Gemara. But here, this Rashi, he already knows the Gemara, the Drasha, Ben Asamach, L'Rasha, Shalish. Well, the Kaddin, you know, the Gemara is Kasha. Ben Velish Kotan Mashma, no, Ben Samach Rasa Shalish. Rashi already knows that here in the Mishnah. He's already reading it into the Mishnah. On the other hand, when Rashi wants to tell me why a Kotan is Potter, Tumar says a Kotan might be Chayav. Because Hashem Soif and Era. And how do we know that a Kotan is not Chayav? Because that's the exact Kosov of Ben Samach Rasa Shalish. When Rashi in the Mishnah, when he wants to explain why a Kotan is Potter, he just says the reason that the Mishnah gives of Lebal Chal Mitzvahs. Whereas after the Gemara, Marashach, if you don't know the Gemara, then don't quote the Gemara. If you already know the Gemara, then what it says in the Gemara is that is that really a Kotlin by in Svara alone might be Chayav, maybe Sashem Soif and Nerag, and he exerts a Kosov of Samach Lebarosh Shalish to teach me that a Kotlin is Potter. Of course, now that the Xerxes Kosov teaches me that a Kotlin is Potter, so it could be that it's a Gili Milsa, that it's Taka, not purely Hashem Soifi, but we do need to have the Averis Alavis. We spoke through in Tosis and the other Rishonim. But it starts with Xerxes Kosov. Rashi has the Xerxes Kosov. And yet, when Rashi wants to explain why a Kotlin is Potter, he says a Kotlin is Potter, because Shalishali Bolachal Mitzvahs. Kilus Mashman Rashi, that I don't need any meat on the Kotlin. The Kotlin is Potter in Svara, because Bolachal Mitzvahs. The whole new reason for the drasha of Ben Asamach L'Rosh Shalish, Rashi uses to be memayit, to explain why we're memayit older than Hikif HaZokah. Why aren't we memayit already by Mitzvah Bacha? Is it Ben V'Lo'ish? He says, no, here Ben V'Lo'ish doesn't mean Chilas Yishusek memayit. It means we're memayit Hikif HaZokah. Rashi talks about the drasha of Samach L'Rosh Shalish to explain that ben v'loyish is memai the gvul l'malo. Now, why is the gvul l'malo ben v'loyish? Why is the v'loyish hikif hazokan? Why isn't v'loyish a bar mitzvah bacher that he's already excluded? So actually, no, v'loyish doesn't mean a ish, but in the normal sense, it means grosser shalish. So here, ben v'loyish means older than hikif hazokan. So Rashi talks about the drosha of samach grosser shalish to explain the gvul l'malo, that the upper limit of ben sarah merah is not by mitzvah, but hikif hazokan. But when he's explaining the lower limit of ben sarah merah, he doesn't talk about the drosha at all. He just says a svara, these lebalach hamitzvahs. But in the Gemara itself, the Gemara has a drosha of samach grosser shalish to explain also the gvul l'mato. Why is a katan potter? Katan should be chayiv after all, Hashem sayf v'nerek. For that, the Gemara deploys the pasuk. So you see that the pasuk is a drosha. The Gzeres HaKosav is not only Lamala, but Lamata as well. So Rashi should say that earlier in the mission. Either ignore the drasha altogether. Either ignore the Gemara altogether. And we'll wait till we get to it. If already you're talking about the Gemara, and you're explaining, based on the Gemara's drasha, why the Gvul Lamala is Hikif HaZokar and not Shtei Cyrus, so explain that that's also why the Gvul Lamata is Shtei Cyrus and we don't include Katnos. So for a while I was playing with it. Maybe Rashi had a different shot in the Gemara somehow, that I don't know, I was grappling. But the emes is Rashi himself, and the Gemara that we just read after the two dots, in the Rashi of Shmami Notarti, towards the bottom. So Rashi said beferish, Mishum Dahashta Mash Mahochi Mash Mahochi, Kiya Ben Lish Kishiagil Grosh Shalish, Umishtam and Nami. It's not the one I want. No, the Rashi before. Ve'ema kule. Ve'ema kule haikol l'chadirat chizdu d'osi. L'miyuti b'noi shel kotor. It's a long word that we just read. That maybe the whole ben leish is only to mimai that the father when he gave birth had to be a gadol. Aval koten as may mechayev, but maybe koten is takachayev if he's a ben soyer meirah. Da ben ksiv, and a ben is a koten. V'samach l'gavrosh shalish minol, and how do you know that lach of samach l'gavrosh shalish? It's mafurish in this Rashi that without the exeris akosu of samach l'gavrosh shalish, a koten would be chayev. It's the drush of samach l'gavrosh shalish that tells me that a koten is possible. Which already we saw in the Gemara, but I see Rashi understood the Gemara the same way we understood the Gemara. I mean, I don't know else he could have, but he's on the same page as we are. The a katan in svara would be chayiv. The gzeres hakosov, what's memayed a katan is gzeres hakosov samach l'gavrosh shalish. So in the Mishnah, when Rashi's bringing the pasuk of samach l'gavrosh shalish and explaining it, so why does he only talk about the gvul, he uses the pasuk to explain why we're not memayed bar mitzvah? But when he talks about lamata tanim, he doesn't say anything about this, the drasha. It's just kind of a potter, shall he bow the chalmitzes? So I might, very modern interaction. So I think the answer is this. Not fancy lumpus, just the pshat. In the Gemara itself, the Gemara had two problems. The Gemara had one problem, or two reasons why a kotan might be chayim. First of all, a svar, a fancy svar. Maybe it's a mokum to say that ben sarah merah is different than kol ha'tarah kula, and there's a svar to say that a katan is chayav. Then the Gemara had another reason why a katan might be chayav, and that is just from the drasha of ben v'loish. Never mind svar. It says ben v'loish, the pashut of pshat and ben v'loish katan mashma, meaning if you're m'mayid, ben v'loish. Ish, ordinarily, what is an ish? In kol ha'tarah kula, bar mitzvah. If it says ben v'loish, that we're m'mayid, the bar mitzvah, then obviously, the Ben Tzoy Merah must be less than Bar Mitzvah, Kotan Mashman. For both of these questions, we have the text of the Xeris HaKos, but it's two independent questions. Rashi in the Mishnah, why is Taka Rashi in the Mishnah getting into this whole issue of Ben HaSamach L'Rosh HaShalish? It's not the Akish or Rashi. The Akish or Rashi, when he's in the Mishnah, is to tell you what you need to understand the Mishnah. What you need to understand the Gemara, you'll wait till you get to the Gemara. So why did Rashi bring up this drasha in the Mishnah at all? Let's wait. It's not so long to wait. We'll get to the Gemara. We'll see this whole shakta retire. What's going on in the Rashi? The answer is because Rashi had a problem in the Mishnah, in the pshatom of the Mishnah. A person's going to be reading the Mishnah, he's not going to know what's going on. Because what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Ben v'loish." Katan potish loy bala chametzus. The Mishnah, if a person's reading the Mishnah for the first time, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. It says ben v'lo ish, that a ish is potter. And then it says that a katan is potter. So who's chayim? Ish is potter and a katan is potter. So nobody's left. Anybody reading the Mishnah has this problem. So that already, it's not much a problem shot in the Mishnah. So Rashi doesn't want you to walk away that just perplexed. So Rashi explains, no. Then Belayish over here, and in a way, this question that we have trapped in the Mishnah replicates the second question of the Gemara. Ben Belayish Kotem Mashma. If you're Mamai to Ish, then you have to be Mamai to Kotem. That's really the Gemara's question. Ben Belayish Kotem Mashma. If it's Ish, it's not a Kotem. If you're Mamai to Ish, then you have to be Mamai to Kotem. So who's left? That's not a pshat. That's not a kash that we can wait for the Gemara. That's a kash that you have to deal with in the Mishnah itself. So therefore, Rashi in the Mishnah itself addresses the Gemara's second question. The ben v'leish katan mashma, because that's a pshat, that's a problem, that's a problem for pshat in the Mishnah. Shirai says, no, ben v'leish katan mashma, that's not a problem. Because ben v'leish, the mi'at of ben v'leish, is not to be ma'at in ish, in the normal sense, it's to be ma'at tikif hazakah. And therefore, there's no mashmois in the drosha of ben v'leish. Ben v'leish means we're ma'at older than tikif hazakah. We're not ma'at by mitzvah bachim. And therefore, a katan could be potter too, because he'll be balach ha-mitzvah, like it says in the Mishnah. What about the other? Of course, when we. This svara of Hashem Soif and Eric, that Rashi doesn't have to worry about now. The first question of the Gemara, that we'll worry about when we get to the Gemara. That's not a problem of Shat in the Mishnah. That's a problem that can wait till we get to the Gemara. Get to the Gemara, you see the Gemara has another issue. Maybe Hashem Soif and Eric, maybe a Kotan should be Chayiv altogether. So then we have to say that in the drush of Ben of Samach Rosh Shalish, there's not only is a miyad not only for older than Ekev HaZokon, but there's a miyad for Kotan as well. And that's the emes, and that's why Rashi later on, once you've gotten past the Gemara, then Rashi tells me the emes. The emes, the Rashi works with, after the Gemara, Rashi works with what it says in the Gemara. That the emes is that the drosha of Samach L'Gerosha Shlish is mimayit both Lamala and Lamata. It's mimayit more than, it's mimayit over the Hikif HaZokan, and it's also mimayit the Kotan. But in the Mishnah, Rashi doesn't have to get into that, because that's not negated, the Pshat in the Mishnah. In Pshat in the Mishnah, Rashi only addresses the second question of the Gemara, the Va'oid of the Gemara, because that's your ending again to Pshat in the Mishnah. I think that's Pshat to Pshat. Okay. Okay, yes?
The Maskana, the
Lobalacha Mitzvah, is not
Mimayat
Kotan Hadrashi? No, Maskana, Lobalacha Mitzvah. No, so what you do with the Mishnah, after you have a Pasuk, so why do you need the Mishnah of Lobalacha Mitzvah? That Rashi doesn't address at all. That's the Rishonim's question. That we talked about a lot. I don't think Rashi is necessarily any different than in that regard. Rashi will say what all the other Rishonim say. That now that I have Xeris HaKosu, there was in Svar, I would have thought that a Kotan maybe should be Chayiv Hashem Seif in Erev. So I need Xeris HaKosu. But now that I have Xeris HaKosu, the Pshat in that Xeris HaKosu is that that you have to have a Averis Halav. Let's say, or it's at night, you have to have a Averis Halav. And Tosfos says even more than that. Or Tosfos has an additional Knech, that even though I have Xeris HaKosu to Mayit the Kotan, but I wouldn't know exactly where to draw the line. Maybe I'm in my 10-year-olds. Maybe I'm in my 11-year-olds. Where do you know where to draw the line? How do you know where Samach Samach is Samach? So once I know there's a Gvul HaMato, so then Leibolach HaMitzvahs can tell me, draw the line of Shtei Sires. That's Tosfos' air to take. Rashi doesn't address that at all. You feel what I'm saying? Rashi's not addressing that question. After I have Xeris HaKosu to Mayit HaKotan, so why do I need the Leibolach HaMitzvahs?
It's
going
to be Machria that the Drasha is.
Yeah, we can say that Mahalach. I don't know which way Samach is, Samach before, Samach after. All of those options are. No, this is not a problem in Rashi. It's a problem in the Gemara. Since there is Xeris HaKosu to be Mayit, there's a Havmin HaKotan is Chayiv. Without a Pasuk, a Kotan will be Chayiv, the Gemara says, because Hashem Soifa. And you need a Pasuk to be Mayit the Kotan. So why does the Mishnah say Hashem Soifa? Why does the Mishnah say Lebolach HaMitzvahs? If it's Xeris HaKosu, if it's not a Svar, and the Mishnah says that it's a Svar. So for this, we have a wealth of possibilities. One thing we said without the Tosfos is that the Xeris HaKosu is Megala, that a Kotan is potter Shlei Baruch HaMitzvahs. Meaning, the Xeris HaKosu is Megala, the Havamina without a Pasuk would be that a Ben Sarim Meir has nothing to do with that Eris Halav, is purely Hashem Soifa in there. Comes on the Pasuk and says, no, Kotan is potter. Well, what's the gather at all? Kotan is potter because you need to have the Averis Halav. What's the Nafkamina? Well, maybe you need Hasra. The Rabbi holds you need Hasra because you have to have Averis Halav. Even according to the Shem, you don't have to have the Hasra, but you do have to have the Averis Halav. So it's only the Geder Adover, you have to have the Averis Halav. And Tosfos has another Teretz, or an additional Teretz. That even in the Xeris HaKosu, I wouldn't know, the Xeris HaKosu tells me there is a Gvul L'mata. But it doesn't tell me where it is. Because samach is a very vague term. Samach levas shlish. What's samach? Samach could be up, samach could be a little. So the Gzeres HaKosuv tells me there's a gvul lamata, so I see that it's not Hashem Sofer. You have to have the, you have to have some kind of culpability. Because there's a gvul lamata below which a katan is not culpable. But where is the gvul? So that I need a svar, the Baal HaMitzvos. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm a little bit misupik. The Tosis over here, the Tosis is very big. Like, this is like a Shas Tosis. Now it's like, not only is it a Shas Tosis, it's like three Shas Tosis. Because it's like, or at least two. At least two. So there's like three things in this Tosis, which is Skil the Kotlin, and Das Acheres Machne, and Ger Kotlin. Islam is a very formidable Tosis. So we're going to be on this Tosis for a while. So the question is when to do it. Should we do it now? Should we wait till we get the... I'm not even sure. I guess we'll do it. I think we'll do the Gemara till the middle of Samach Tes Amud Aleph. It's not going to take us very long. Till Omer Rav Shapsi. One, two, in the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. I think we'll do that in one day. It's not. I don't have a lot to say over there. And then probably we'll start the Tosis. Assuming that I'm ready, we'll start the Tosis. Every Gemara, I'm not going to be Marmal Chemist. Every Gemara Tosis calls, you have to look up the Gemara. That's the Marmal Chemist. You have to look up the Sugis. There's a lot of them. And I'm sure as we go along, there'll be things that, you know, Marmal Chemist that'll accumulate. We'll take it a little bit at a time, and hopefully we'll be able to navigate it. Okay.
Maybe we can make a meeting.